No. Yes. Amen. The things that have been trying to be yoked up on us. Yeah. Yeah. The things that's been trying to stop us, hinder us, yoke us. Amen. Hallelujah. What's the other word? The addiction, bondage. The things that's been trying to bind us, that's been trying to hold us down. Hallelujah. Been trying to tell us that we can't do what you said we could do. Been trying to tell us we can't afford what you said we don't have to pay for. What's been trying to tell us we can't play with our kids whenever you said by your stripes we are healed. And so, Father God, I thank you right now. We spoke the name of Jesus against whatever that is on each and every one of our papers. And I thank you, Father God, from this moment forward, we believed, we received everything that we wrote down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for it. And we consider it done tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we call it done. We call it done. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. And the actual time is 7:44. Amen. Because that's when we prayed and we released our faith for it, right? Because amen means what? So be it. Amen. Whoever's next.
He's God. Go ahead and have a seat. But I have come that they may have life and life more abundant. Brother Clinton, would you pull up Genesis 47:15 for me? New King James, preferably. Y'all ready to worship God with our substance? Amen. So, our economy is interesting. And the forces that are trying to bring this country to its knees and economically is one of the ways it's trying to do it. And I've been reading a book by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Z. It's called Breaking Hell's Economy. And when Pastor was talking the last time we were together about how we are taught to toil, right? Get good grades, go to college, and get that degree, and be a doctor or a lawyer, or be one of those things where you're going to make the most money. But really, we should be telling our kids, or we should have been told, ask God what you should do. Where should you go? What is it that you should do with your life? Because then you're going to prosper, right? Right? This book of the law, right? We looked at that. This is going on. Joseph's in Egypt, right? So there's a famine in the land. God prepared for Joseph's family to live through this famine. By all the stuff that Joseph went through, testing, see if he's there. So he ends up in Egypt, and no matter where he ends up in Egypt, he does what God tells him to do, and he gets promoted. Promotion comes from the Lord. So he's promoted. Now he's ahead over Egypt, right? He's Pharaoh's right-hand man. Pharaoh says basically everything is his except the kingdom. I'm still the king, the Pharaoh, but everything else is Joseph's. So when the money failed, can money fail?
Yes.
In the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed. He said it twice. Twice. For the money has failed. Do you remember the plagues? Remember darkness, right? There was light in Goshen. They had lights. Frogs everywhere. Frogs in their bread bowls, frogs in their beds, frogs in their hair. There's no frogs in Goshen. So what the world is going through, if you're in God's economy, you don't have to go through. So in this land and prosper. It doesn't matter inflation. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. If you are tithing, you're protected. You cannot tell me otherwise. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, started tithing, and it's interesting because our kind of path has shadowed their path. I'm sure if we went back and got our tax returns, it would have been the same. But I was making $9 an hour, working 30 some odd hours a week or every 2 weeks, excuse me, at Walmart. The same kind of stuff, but we were tithing. And every time we had an opportunity to sow, whether it was me going doing a break job for somebody because I didn't have any money to give, but I could give my time. I could give my skills that God gave me. And we just kept increasing. Every step of the way, things would happen. And I look back now and I think, man, how did we pay our bills? We bought a new car before I left Walmart. I mean, it wasn't brand new. It was new to us. It only had 13,000 miles on it or something like that. I look back at that and I was like, how did we do that? God. So when the money fails, can't serve two masters. You're going to serve God or mammon. Mammon's not money. Mammon's a spirit. Mammon is that spirit that says you got to work three jobs to get that money. Mammon's a spirit that says money is more important. You know what? It's okay if you work Sunday morning. It's okay if you work Wednesday night. It's all right. It's okay. You need that job. You need that money. Bills are coming. Bills are coming. Christmas is coming, right? That's mammon. Mammon is that spirit that when things start getting good, when money starts rolling in, that you start saying, I don't need to give as much as I used to. I mean, I'm doing good. Everything's okay. Mammon is that spirit that says, no, this is mine. I need to save. What if something happens? What if I lose it? Maybe I better save. I'll put it in the bank. I'll buy gold. I'll stocks and bonds. I know. I'll hide it in my mattress. Instead of saying, no, I'm going to go out and give it to somebody. God, what should I do with, hey, God, I just got this extra $2,000. What should I do with this? Instead of me saying, I'm going to go buy a toy or I'm going to put it in the bank or I'm going to buy whatever it is. I say, God, hey, I got this money. What should I do with this? Oh, sow half and save half? Okay, yes, I can do that. That is what God's economy is. You put your trust in Him, not your job, not your family, not the government, not anything other than Him. He will provide for you. Yes. You tithe, you're protected. You sow over your tithe, now comes increase, now comes overflow. Everything, and again, don't get bogged down in the size. Right? The widow's two mites, right? Purpose in your heart, the Bible says. If you purpose and you're cheerful, the amount doesn't matter. It's all the heart. Like Pastor was just saying, he's sitting there. God's got to see the heart. Oh, okay. The heart is willing. The amount is small, but that doesn't matter. The heart is good. So get in God. You know, let me go fast. I personally believe, this is Steve, that everything that Pastor Ricky and Dr. Edwards, and everybody that's been speaking into this body right now is preparing us for a very near future. We are learning how to thrive in a time that the rest of the world's gonna be looking up and going, what do I do? How am I gonna live? What? I don't know. We're gonna be the ones going, do this, do that. Look, see what we've done? You try this. Come here. Let me teach you. Let me show you. God will make a way for you. Amen. We are being prepared for something right now. I believe that firmly in my heart, that God is preparing anybody in this body that will listen and that will not doubt and that will not let that spirit of mammon get in them, that won't quote Judas and say, that money should have been given to the poor. That's what you're being prepared for. That's what's going on here. When Pastor Ricky says that he's been called to teach provision, God's provision, right? We can use the word prosperity. It's because there's going to come a time that we are going to need it. right? There's going to be light at Spirit Life when there's darkness out there. There'll be no frogs in here. We'll get rid of all the frogs. We are going to prosper. And then people are going to turn and look at us and go, how are you doing that? Jesus. We're going to shout, Jesus. He's the one that's doing it. We're not doing it. We're just following what he tells us to do. And we can't help but prosper. So every time you get the opportunity to, like tonight, that thing that he had us do, man, grab on to that. That's like a telegram from God directly to you. Jump on that. Anytime that we have special speakers coming in, jump on that, because God is preparing you. He is a God of preparation, provision, for vision, pro, right? Before something. Vision. God sees ahead. We may not see it, but he does. Provision. God provides for you. Grab onto that. Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness. And I thank you, Father, that you are preparing a way, that you are the way maker. You're preparing us, Father, that we are operating, that we'll have this system, your system, kingdom system, we'll have it down, pat, and we'll know exactly what to do. The world may be falling around us, 10,000 at our right hand, and the scripture left my head, but everybody around us is falling, but we are standing strong. We're standing steady, and we'll be in such a place that we can lift them back up. We can help them back up. We thank you for that, Father. Father, I ask that you bless the tithe as it comes in and multiply it, that it can do the work that you want done through this member of your body. Then bless the offering, Father. Make it grow. Bless those that they get a hundredfold return on their seed sown. So I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Repent from our offenses. Turn and go the other way. And then also, and you heard me talk about this a little bit last Wednesday, fall in love with the Word of God. That's going to bring you out. That will bring you out of the land of familiar. Honor God with getting in this word. Put him up here where he needs to be, above everything else. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Revelations 2, 2 through 5. And I did read this last week, but we're going to read it again. Hallelujah. Are we seeing the miraculous in our lives and in our church? Are we seeing breakthrough? Are we seeing devils cast out? Are we seeing, if you would read a little bit longer in one of these chapters, Jesus goes in and starts healing people right and left. And are we seeing that? We need to be, and hallelujah, we will, hallelujah, because we are getting these things from the Holy Spirit to get them lined back up so we can see the miraculous in our lives and in this church. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelations 2:2. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. That's all a good thing. This church, he's talking to the church right now. Those are all good things. They had good works. Their labor, it was a good thing. You know, faith without works is dead and all of that. So their labor, they're doing that part. Their patience, wow, they're patient. Well, that's amazing. And that you cannot bear those who are evil. Okay, they put up a standard. Okay, this is evil. This is good. This is godly. This is evil. We're not going to do that. And you have tested those who say that are apostles and are not. So they even tested those and found out. And have found them liars. They were even making sure that they were doing that. And you have preserved and have patience, persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary, which is amazing. Hallelujah. They were doing all these things. They were going at it. They were chugging through. They were getting things done for the Lord. Hallelujah. This next verse. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Yeah. Amen. So all the things that we're doing in our own lives, that we're, you know, doing for Jesus, we feel like we're, you know, doing the good Christian thing. Here at the church, all the things that we do, if we do not have the first love, in our life being first, hallelujah. If we do not have that love, first and foremost, we do not want to be this church. Nevertheless, I have this against you. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this time in your presence tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, for all these wonderful things that we are doing and we are helping and we're blessed to be a blessing. And Father God, I thank you, Jesus, for all of the things that you are showing us to do through this ministry here at Spirit Life Church. But Lord, I put you first. We put you on the throne where you belong in our life. We put you at the very top, at the first, there can be none above you, Father God. Nothing higher than you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we will fall back in love with our first love, the Word of God, your Word, that is power, that holds authority, that leads us and guides us. Your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Jesus. We fall back in love with your Word, and it will lead us right out of the land of familiar into the land of miraculous. Hallelujah. Into the land of provision. Thank you, Jesus. Into the land of healing and health and wellness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And one more thing before we end here. If you need to meet Jesus, tonight is the night. If that is you, please raise your hand. Let me know. Because I will introduce you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray this together. Say, Father God, I believe that you sent your Son. And he took away my sin. His blood washes me now. And I am white as snow. You have made me a new creation. I believe that your Son Jesus died on the cross, rose again, and is sitting at the right hand of God. And now I am your child. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. If you said that for the first time, please come up and let us know. We do have some resources that we want to get over to you. So hallelujah. Tonight has been a good night. Get those things on a wall or something whenever you see that what was declared and decreed tonight. Hallelujah. We are not backing down. We are not giving up. Hallelujah. God is good. You are dismissed. We will see you on Sunday.